ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। जनरली आई वुड टेल ब्राह्मिन्स डोंट आस्क हाउ आर यू, यस शुड वी आस्क ईच अदर हाउ आर यू, नो यस और नो, हाउ यू फीलिंग, व्हाट अबाउट दैट। नो वी डोंट नीड टू आस्क दैट। हु कीप्स एम टू ऑलवेज ऑलवेज फील गुड, ऑलवेज फील गुड, वेरी फ्यू हैंड्स, व्हाट अबाउट अदर्स, यू आर अलाउड टू फील व्हाट एवर। The aim should be that every moment I should feel good and I should feel that everything is okay and I should feel that everything will be okay. Feel good, everything is okay. And everything will be okay. This should be the sound of your heart. These feelings, it's not just through intellect. But my feelings should be such. To be complete and perfect is not last day, any last day. It's today or after a year or two. But we should create this nature that every moment, every breath, every thought, there should be experience of is perfect, is complete, is okay. Every thought, every breath. Because it's not going to happen, as I said, there is one day, one hour, one moment fixed for that. But we should live this completion. If there is attention in a very natural way, very natural way. The attention is that each thought, what it means to be complete. So now is the time that Almighty Baba, what He has given us are all powers. All powers Baba has given us. And we have all powers He has given and we all have. But we don't use them. They're all powers. Each one of us have all powers. But we don't use them. Effort, nature, hobby, progress means I use the power. I use the power. And when you use the power, then transformation happens. How can this be like this? How can I tolerate? How can I, you know, as soon as such thoughts come, just add the power, add the thought, I have this power. And you will see not only transformation, not only you will feel good, but using the power means you are becoming complete. Now your thought is complete. So whether it's an empty thought or it's a full thought or it's an accomplished thought, it should go in a very natural way, subtly. As if you are being guided from within, you are guided by Baba. There is a situation. It's okay. It will be all right. So the trust, because otherwise subtle anxiety, very subtle anxiety, is becoming very common. There will be challenges, there will be situations, we know that, right? But if you have this nature of your effort, that's what really efforts means. One effort could be, I have to wake up, external disciplines. Effort could be maryadas. But this is really true effort within the self. So transformation really means plus. That means you're adding something in you. Otherwise, what is transformation? So when you have the right thought of right power, then transformation is happening. And that transformation is making you not only feel good, but also accomplished. Accomplished here is not task has to be accomplished. So I was thinking about three things after this change in drama for now. That what Baba wants us. That our stage has to be complete. There has to be completion of yajna, 75 years of yajna. There has to be completion of Baba's task. So what will be required? I was trying to kind of foresee what is required to make this yajna complete and accomplished. Baba has created yajna, right? Baba created this yajna 75 years ago. So time is fixed in Rama, we don't know when. But we know that it's the time for completion. So should I be motivated for self-transformation based on that I have to become instrument to get this yajna accomplished also? So accomplishment of yajna needs lot of tapasya. Like Baba said in the morning, power of purity. So lust, anger, greed, attachment, arrogance, they gone. They're not in the major form in us, but very subtle thoughts. Even it could be 1%, 2%, 5%. So that doesn't make you feel that power of purity. Power of purity doesn't work. Otherwise, just imagine when Baba says highest on high and holiest on holy. You remember when Baba says highest on high, holiest of holy. So this holiness is purity. So within that, when we say complete, that means even if you get one or two thoughts, it's all right, you might get, but then how quickly I change it. Mostly we won't get, right? So yajna needs more tapasya, more renunciation. So we have lot of renunciation of the old world, of material things, of old relationships, a lot of renunciation. But as Dadi Janaki mentioned yesterday, some renunciation in personality, in sanskars. Actually, why should there be sanskars, no? Until now, there should be original and eternal sanskars. Original and eternal sanskars. Sanskars will be there. But those sanskars should be original and eternal. Because that's what yajna requires. Of course, there is other thing is Baba's task, and Baba's task is of establishment of the new world. So for that, we give message, we do service. Day and night, our intellect is, how can we do Baba's service? So that's also getting task accomplished. Right? So task has to be accomplished, yajna has to be accomplished, and I also has to be accomplished. These are three things. So one start reflecting that we have to make efforts at all three levels. But at this time, of course, there is a lot of attention on service, expanding service. And so Baba said, everyone will get message. One is we should give message, and other is also we know they will get message. There is difference. There was lot of discussion on how will it happen. So there are, with the time, new methods, new ways, new technology. So message is being given to everyone. But it's both ways. I have to do it, but it has to happen. So how do we as Baba's children, we as Brahmins, we think of tasks to be accomplished and yajna has to be accomplished? So for accomplishment of yajna, our personal accomplishment also is very important. Sometimes there is lack of that balance in three. But if you can do all three same time, it shouldn't happen I forget about my completion because I'm so busy. And especially at this time, we are expanding ourselves and using lot of energy into many things, which is service, but also not necessarily just spiritual service. No? Because whole aspect of spiritual, social, right? We had an interfaith service recently, and so someone was asking that, what is the difference between Mahatma Gandhi's non-violence and moment of peace, freedom, or Christianity and Brahma Kumaris, because you all look very peaceful, introverted, you all look different personalities, then for them is doing physically, demonstrating, even it was non-violent demonstration, but it was very external. And you all do everything very quietly, very gently. So I said, lot of things generally, like Martin Luther King, famous leaders, they are social activists, right? it's a social issue which inspires them or motivates them to start something, whether for freedom or whether for human rights, or so a social activist, improve the humanitarian causes. So Baba is also, because then they say, but what about you all also do so many things. So I said, it's a spiritual social. Some only Baba said, you are spiritual social workers. So that day when I was describing spiritual social, but it shouldn't be social spiritual. Like center is a place which should, everyone should feel comfortable. It's meant for people, meant for society. But they come to experience spirituality, vibrations of the place, and even whatever you put up around, everything very spiritual. So we come from spiritual to social, not from social to spiritual. Like Mahatma Gandhi used the power of prayer. Every morning, every citizen in India sang a prayer in the morning, and it was his power of prayer that ultimately, you know, gave him that success. Because they were united, all were united, because they all sang same prayer. So we have to focus, whether in my personality, I have to be friendly, but not necessarily, you know, you could be friendly and you could be social, but not necessarily you are extroverted. I don't have to change my soul conscious language into body conscious language. Sometimes that does happen. Because what Baba has given me, what Baba is giving us, no one else can give. We are very fortunate. So as I said, we are very much into this edge, or I could call it, we think there is balance, but to me there is no balance, there is just spirituality. And then of course there are projects and activities, and that's also is essential, because if it's helping to give message, but that focus of spirituality shouldn't be lost. Because socials are larger issues, and spirituality is just one, universal. So social will always pull us into that. But if I always remember that what is Baba creating, what kind of world Baba is creating. We use word love, but ours is spiritual love. Ours is God's love. Ours is love based on soul consciousness. It's a completely different love. But if we just use word love, that we say, no, since soul consciousness towards other soul, there is love. I receive love from God, so I share that love. So it's a spiritual love. So that uniqueness, that original experience, original gyan, the truth. So if we really stay into this, whether we share drishti or attitude or whatever, it has to be very, very spiritual. That means all our characteristics, all our activities, everything deep down within is that spiritual consciousness. And that's what we practice, no, day and night. Soul consciousness, connection with God. Soul consciousness, connection with God. So why we practice all that? So that is, that's in our attitude. So when Baba says that you all have to reveal Baba, that's the revelation actually, that a society is created based on spirituality. Day before yesterday we had quite a big group from a college, university. So they were very interested when you start talking on values, they like it very much. So I said, but only values without spirituality. You need a spiritual support for value. If there are just values but there is no spirituality, the result will be different. So we were talking of many examples. And there are so many people who have certain values in life, but they still suffer. They still sorrow. They don't have that self-respect. Why? Because there is no spirituality. So immediately, you know, they said, oh yeah, that's true. And then I brought in soul God, because that sister said, as soon as I'm mentioning soul God, they don't seem to be very keen on that. Because a lot of people don't want to go into, they feel it's religious and it's their faith, it's something they believe. But when you talk of values, it's kind of general. So there can be love is a value. I love everyone. But how much suffering people have in love for anything. I remember one of the reasons I came to Baba and also adopted to this nature of being spiritual and detached. If you are only detached, doesn't work. You have to be very spiritual and detached. One of the reasons is, why to take sorrow? Why to get sorrow? So suffering continues, values and suffering. But when we come to Baba, because of spirituality, soul consciousness, one of the slogans which Baba has given us, that don't give sorrow, but also don't take sorrow. That slogan really is not very common. Nobody has heard. A lot of people will say, what it means not to take sorrow? This one caused sorrow. This one said like this. It happened like that. So how can I not feel bad? And they really have reasoning to feel bad. They have reasoning to feel sorrow. So how do we, you know, my concern always is that how do we stay very deeply spiritual, very centered, very much in Baba's love, even whatever service we do. It's very easy when you do karma yoga to be in Baba's remembrance, because you are cooking remembering Baba. But there are certain kinds of service which we do, it's very easy to forget Baba. So task has to be accomplished, but the message, and even when we are doing the task, it was yesterday Dadi also said, but also in Murli Baba was talking of being a deity. So that's your complete images of deity. How many times a day you feel from yourself that yes, I am image of a deity. How many of you feel that? Image of? Yeah, let me see hands. One should feel it few times a day. That's why I talk about how do you feel. It's not that, but yes, I feel very divine. Feel very pure today. I feel very, very lovely and detached like lotus. That's what I feel. We have this program Feeling Great, but then I also go in details. I say great about what? So we have to reflect during day. At least few times I should feel from within that I am on my return journey. I should feel that time is now very short, so I have to make a lot of efforts. So create these feelings more and more, so that those feelings are expressed and others can also experience it. Because that's what everyone wants to, they want to experience, because that's the reality. So task has to be accomplished, definitely. But within that, very important is that I also become complete and image of accomplishment. So complete means keep adding every minute. I was asking Baba, some few days ago I was chatting and Baba said, I have given you all powers. So I said, but we want Almighty, but Almighty says, but I will give you all powers. No? That's what we will say, we want Almighty Baba with us. And Baba will say, I want to see that all my powers are with you. Since then I had been really thinking that's what Baba wants, and that's what we should do. Because it shouldn't happen at any moment in life I say, oh, I don't have this power, I don't know how to do, what to do. Whether feeling lost or empty or little bit kind of vague. So this was such a clear message, you know. That's why I wanted to share with all of you that Baba's direct signal now is, children, I have given you all powers. One is using all knowledge, other is using all powers. And they are there, that's what Baba said, they are there, you all have them. But still, because you are more governed by the thought, any thought come, we get governed by that instead of saying, no, this is not how it is. Very quickly, within a moment, just change it. Because that's the strength, that's the stability. And both are very important. You need to feel strong. At every moment in life, whatever is situation, feel very strong and very stable. Stable is not something like you forcefully like say, oh, I'm okay, I'm very stable. But as I said, very strong also. And all this strength and all this will help to get yajna accomplished. Because Brahmins are created through yajna, Brahmins are sustained through yajna. But it's the Brahmins who also sustain the yajna. It's not only we are sustained by yajna, but we also have to sustain yajna. No? So one of the slogans which we all have to remember, we are yajna. I didn't get this. Yajna should be like this. Yajna. But we are yajna. Who else is yajna? Recently someone had very big realization which was very needed by the soul is, why yajna? Why yajna? Yajna this, yajna. I said, but who is yajna? And a change came in this soul and she said, but I am part of the yajna, no? So what should I do? So I remember we had a retreat. I think it was leadership of call up some retreat where somebody said that if you find there are certain things somewhere within the system and you like the whole company but you not like system, what you should do? Leave the company or what should you do? I said, you should stay. She said, how long? I said, I have stayed for 55 years. And I plan, I have no other thought, I will stay until last breath in this body. Because I feel that it's also, if I believe in something, if I belong, it's also my duty to contribute. Changes are not something you always expect and you say it and you... Changes are something you can set a right principle, right example. So what can I do? What can we do for accomplishment of this task? Accomplishment of this yajna, that means whatever Baba, it was meant to be created. It, what was the purpose? So when we come here, yes, it's necessary to take classes, get busy, this learning, that learning. But at least for me, is that how through my every thought creates such beautiful vibrations, peaceful vibrations, powerful vibrations, so that obstacles stay away. That's my sense of responsibility towards yajna, is to keep seeing that it keeps growing and also stay free from obstacles. Because that's how I am sustained and that's how others who come will also be sustained. So it's a kind of sense of responsibility, duty. So every thought, every word, every action becomes a contribution. Contribution is not only what we contribute financially or through service body, but more internal, more spiritual. If that thought also is there, then it helps you also personally. Keep using your powers. So my feeling is that actually at this time, for our own completely deep self-trust, because self-trust is very important. This morning Baba talked about total faith. Even in within a second, within a thought, a doubt shouldn't come. What will happen? How will it happen? Even in a thought, even we all were very happy, all that, but suddenly some Brahmins, all of us, what will happen? How will it happen? And I didn't allow even a single thought, said, whatever will happen, be very beneficial. Whatever will happen will be bad. It's like you have to use this mantra. Really use it as mantra. Keep saying that. So that weak thoughts doesn't come. So for me, my in front of me is only now three things: focus, but very deeply within, making effort in such a way that it's contribution to yajna and also service to the world. All three combined. Because we love this yajna, right? And we also know it's not going to go forever, right? But nothing's going to go forever, right? Anything which is physical has to change. And also, according to the time, it's just what I internally feel, that in the beginning there was Shiva Baba through Brahma Baba, Sagar Baba's part, 33 years. Then Avyak Babdada's part. So through Sakar and Avyak, Baba gave us his recognition. This is what I am, this is what I speak, this is what you are. But it never happened, it's just incorporeal. It was always Sakar or Avyak. Right? So Sakar and Avyak were revealing Nirakar. Right? Sakar was revealing incorporeal. Avyak was revealing incorporeal. So incorporeal is the one who really we have to stay with. Right? So we give lot of examples of Brahma Baba, what he did, how he did. He taught us actions and Srimat and how to follow. Then Avyak Babdada always taught us how to go beyond and dharna. So when we talk about three stages, Nirakari, Sakari and Akari. So incorporeal with incorporeal, avyakt with avyakt. And while doing action is the sakar, his example. Dadis all tell their stories, what they saw, what they witnessed, what they heard, what. So it's a beautiful time, but there might be, we have to kind of look within ourselves that maybe there are certain things we were assuming, but what percentage we have that? Because as time changes, we have to be more into incorporeal stage. And we are, it's not that we do not have that incorporeal stage, but it will be very, very important to have incorporeal stage. Because it's from the incorporeal stage, the sustenance also. Otherwise there will always be feeling, not getting enough sustenance. Yes, we are family, we are together, we will always help each other, there is cooperation, learning. But Brahma Baba had only Shiva Baba with him, right? Brahma Baba had Shiva Baba. So the quality of effort which Brahma Baba made for 33 years was to stay connected with Baba, take from Baba and share. We all had Baba Mama, but Baba didn't had Baba or Mama. Sometimes I think that the way Brahma Baba made effort, excellent example for everything until last moment. Because the way he took from Shiva Baba, the way he stayed with Shiva Baba, the way he understood, the way he made efforts. So still even if we look at Brahma Baba, it's actually the connection, the power, everything is coming from Shiva Baba. And then Avyak Babdada, again connection with Avyakta Bhav Dada. So keep Baba, Brahma Baba and Shiva Baba together, like I also have to be with Shiva Baba, combined, Shiv Shakti. Stay combined with Shiva Baba. I like this picture, which mostly we have in Baba's room and here. Brahma Baba is sitting and Shiva Baba is above. Nothing, you just go in the room, everyone has beautiful experience. So what I have to do? Sit, just have this Shiva Baba and myself. Baba's light, Baba's rays, Baba's love, Baba's powers, Baba's all the time. That should be really deep within the stage now that I'm sitting under the rays of Baba. It's not only protection but also the service which will happen. If I am constantly in connection, I am constantly under his canopy, I am constantly in company. That's what really is needed for all of us. And that's where Baba also will be revealed. It's not through words, but it's through this incorporeal presence of more Shiva Baba combined with me, Shiv Shakti. So these three things, accomplishment and completion of self, of yajna and Baba's task. And at present, pay a lot of attention to this companionship, presence, reminding yourself of God's powers which Baba has given us, Shiv Shakti. All these different practices will keep us very much charged, happy, and also full inside. So, I actually was leaving this morning to go Shanti when I leave tomorrow. Some or other there was no, you take class in the evening and I had few feelings. I had been reflecting. I came just for a day because we were quite busy since we came, very intense. So I thought that it's necessary to give oneself a day or two. So I just kind of ran and came. So I had few deep feelings for Yajna, for Baba, and so that's what I wanted to share before I leave. So keep that focus, keep that aim, and everything else will move forward, will happen. Baba always says, you do it, then he also says, has to happen. If you remember both, I have to do it, but it has to happen. Combination of both. It has to happen, I also have to do it. Otherwise, if only I have to do it, it has not to happen. Then you can, your intellect can get very caught up. Many times you say, I have to do it, and then you are relaxed and you see it's happening. But sometimes we don't want to see how it happens. No? Say, I am going to make it. And then it doesn't happen. So how do we allow also what has to happen, and I align with that happening? Okay, so Daddy will be joining us very soon, and Om Shanti, and enjoy your rest of the stay, and wherever you go, just stay, as I said, into this companionship and creating Baba's presence, and I'm sure we are all together and Baba's all powers are with us. So, as I said, we will be able to accomplish God's task, culmination of yajna, our personal stage of completion option.